man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. Is there any other phenomenon nowadays? No. And this will continue into tomorrow, where James Comey will lay a big nothing burger. That's what we're predicting. And the news today seems to indicate that, in fact, that's what it will be. And I think Donald Trump was so smart not to invoke executive privilege in the Comey testimony. The whole thing never needed to happen. You have to forgive him, Jeff Sessions. It was a mistake to recuse yourself from Russiagate. And Rod Rosenstein appointing a special counsel, another mistake. But in the end, truth will out, and I think a lot of that will come out tomorrow. So we'll be talking about that tonight. Tonight on the Trump Phenomenon, this live program, and here on June 7th, 2017. Don't let us forget that tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. That will be commemorated. The heroes will be commemorated. The loss will be mourned tomorrow.
Hey, James, this just in, the current issue of American Free Press. All you listeners out there, go fetch thee that. Page 3 is a full-page advertisement for Erasing the Liberty and the upcoming movie being put on by Phil Turney.
Wonderful. Wow, that's great. By all means, folks, I've got a copy. It's right here, sitting in front of me. Erasing the Liberty, beautifully bound, beautiful cover, beautifully made book. It's bigger than his previous wonderful book, which is What I Saw That Day. This one, 268 pages. It's obviously acid-free. I'm sure it's. I used to be into this stuff, publishing and paper and all that kind of stuff, printing. This is acid-free paper, I'm sure. This will last. You can hand this down for generations. Erasing the Liberty. I don't have it off the top of my head, the website. But we'll get that to you so that you can contact Phil Turney. Get your autographed copy. I sent $50 in while we were on the air, and I didn't realize that would get me an autographed copy, but it did. It arrived shortly thereafter. I think it's $25 just to get the book, $25. But heck, go for the autograph. Send in 50. He autographs it right when you open the cover. There it is, Phil Turney. And let me tell you, none of us old guys are going to live forever. Phil is he's 1 year older than I am. I will be 69 years old tomorrow. I was 19 the day the Liberty was attacked. Phil Turney was 20, so that means he's already 69, and he'll be 70 shortly. So you're going to want to have a copy of this book, and we're going to really hope that he can get his movie made. Let's now go to the news today, and I'm going to lead off with a Breitbart story. Before I get to that, your comments are welcome on the show here at 800-313-9443. and I won't jump up and down or get excited or unless you say something really stupid. But otherwise, I'm really easygoing, and I like to listen to what you have to say. And so, if some of you, by the way, have been watching all day or focusing all day on the testimony leading up to tomorrow's appearance by the showboat, I like Donald Trump's term, showboat, Jim Showboat Comey, call us up if you can give us a short synopsis of key things that George and I may have missed.
I did catch one aspect was Lindsey Graham, of all people. He got interviewed a couple times today, and he said, I'm Lindsey Graham, and I think there's nothing there. So Comey's testifies, says, nothing there for me. There's nothing to see here. So
okay.
He was very positive on, you know, Donald Trump's the chief executive. He's a great guy. He hasn't committed any bad things. Comey is a non-credible witness. And let's move on.
Yeah, this will be great. And, you know, folks, to make a gambling analogy and metaphor, the lamestream press, the Washington Post, the New York Times, MSNBC, Joe Scarborough. You ever watch one of those Texas Hold'em poker games where some guy with sweat dripping off his brow and, you know, big BO stains in his armpits, he pushes all of his remaining chips, he pushes them all to the center of the table. And, you know, and then the other guys, the other sharks there at the table are looking at him. Is he bluffing? You know, that's what the lamestream media has just done. They pushed all their chips into the center of the table. And it turns out they got nothing. They got a pair of deuces.
Well, they really do have nothing. And there were talking heads. Well, how many of these lefty weasels that keep invoking Watergate? Watergate this and Watergate that. That is really a ridiculous comparison.
Yes, it is. So hopefully by pressing the issue, by putting it, and they're, you know, stupid. You know, I call him President Boomerang is one of my nicknames for our beloved Donald Trump. President Boomerang, because this Russiagate thing is now about to, the boomerang, they whipped it out there. That boomerang's going out there, and it's now about, you know, just a few feet from the faces of the people who launched Russiagate. They're about to get hit with their own boomerang. Nothing they have tried against Donald Trump has worked. It's all boomeranged. Let's look forward to the next boomerang tomorrow. Here, so let's go right into this story. Let me give you the phone number again, 800-313-9443 if you want to add something to the show tonight. Let's see here. All right. The head story, lead story, huge. James Comey corroborates Trump not under investigation. Trump did not pressure Comey to drop Russia probe. The Senate Intelligence Committee released on Wednesday, today, remarks prepared by former FBI Director James Comey for delivery tomorrow, Thursday. In the prepared remarks, Comey confirms that he told Trump he was not under FBI investigation multiple times, as Trump has asserted. Check mark. Good. Comey said he told the president on January 6th and on March 30th that he was not under investigation. They also, these prepared remarks, and this is what Comey has to say tomorrow, prepared remarks for a Senate investigating committee, all your testimony better match that. we'll hear him say the same thing again tomorrow. Trump, his comments show that Trump had never pressured Comey to drop the FBI's investigation of whether there was any collusion between his campaign and Russia. In fact, according to Comey, Trump had said it would be good, that's Comey's word, to find out if there were some satellite associates of his who did something wrong. In his remarks, Comey clarified conversations that associates, that's the word Comey uses, so what does he mean by that? Could be anybody, right? Of his had with media outlets, giving new details that provided more context. According to a May 11th New York Times report, Trump had told Comey that he, quote, this is quoting the New York Times, needed his loyalty, unquote. The headline read, in a private dinner, Trump demanded loyalty. Comey demurred. That's the New York Times lamestream headline. However, according to Comey's account, Trump never asked Comey to pledge his loyalty. Oh, let's see. We're going to have to bend the New York Times over our knee, George. Get the paddle.
Yes. A loyalty oath.
Oh, time to paddle the New York Times. However, according to Comey's account, Trump never asked Comey to pledge his loyalty. So the New York Times is lying. And Comey never... Go ahead, George.
I was going to say, they'd never do a thing like that, James.
No. And Comey never refused, as the Times reported. Trump had, according to the account... Oh, and so that's another lie. Trump didn't ask for a pledge. Comey never refused. Two lies, both reported as truth by the New York Times. Anybody still having a subscription to the New York Times? Shame on you. Trump had, according to the account, said, this is what the New York Times said, quote, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty, unquote. Later in the conversation, let's see, I'm going to skip down through the article. Comey also provided more context to a reported conversation he had with Trump on February 14th, in which the president reportedly asked him to drop the FBI investigation on his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, whom he had dismissed the day before. The Washington Post ran an article on May 16th that was headlined, quote, notes made by FBI Director Comey say Trump pressured him to end Flynn probe, unquote. However, Comey's account makes it far from clear that he was ever pressured. Comey said the president said, quote, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go, unquote. Comey said the president then turned to the subject of leaks. Comey did not say whether he responded to the president's comment, which he characterized as a request. A White House statement at the time said the president has never asked Mr. Comey or anyone else to end an investigation, including any investigation involving General Flynn. And so that's exactly, folks, what Donald Trump has said repeatedly. He told Comey, look, Mike Flynn's a good guy. That's it. Mike Flynn's a good guy. You know, don't beat him up. And of course, if you're being investigated by the FBI, let me tell you, they can beat you up. So Comey also, you got hundreds of people who can do just about anything to you they want. Comey also clarified that he understood the, I'm going to skip down here for purposes of brevity. He also said he had nothing to corroborate his story, which he still does not, and that he didn't tell Attorney General Jeff Sessions because Sessions was expected to recuse himself from the investigation. They also decided not to tell the Deputy Attorney General, that's Rod Rosenstein, who would not long be there in that role. Oh, okay, he was replaced then, apparently, someone else. He said, after discussing the matter, we decided to keep it very closely held, resolving to figure out what to do with it down the road as our investigation progressed, he said. Comey said the investigation actually moved ahead at full speed. Comey does not explain why he never told anyone in Congress, including congressional committees that oversee the FBI. He will likely be asked on Thursday why he did not come to Congress. And you know what? I'm wishing George, too bad Trey Gowdy's not in the Senate. And I'd love to see Trey Gowdy jumping down Comey's throat tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, that maybe he has some influence on the senators in his state.
Yeah, I don't know who is going to be who if there is a Trey Gowdy on that Senate Intelligence Committee. I hope there is. Maybe Jeff in Chicago knows. Jeff is on the line. Jeff, thanks for calling.
What was your question? I missed it.
Wondering if you know, tomorrow the lamestream media is going all in, putting all their chips in. They're going to have the Comey testimony on every station, every channel, every radio show, every newspaper, the television screens in every bar are going to be featuring James Showboat Comey. My question is there anybody on the Intelligence Committee that's got the brass and the spine of Trey Gowdy, who will be going after Comey?
Off the top of my head, no. Maybe Rand Paul, but I don't think he's on the committee that's going to be questioning Comey.
Go ahead with your comment. While you're commenting, I'm going to be investigating who's on that Intelligence Committee. Go ahead.
Well, last night, Sean Hannity interviewed two people from CIRCA.com, CIRCA.com. I just sent you an email about 5 minutes ago with the YouTube video. It's about 4.5 minutes long. There's a lawsuit has been filed against Comey and the FBI by an ex-intelligence contractor about he has the evidence. It's all been documented that for the last 2 years, the FBI has engaged in a massive spying operation that this contractor has turned over 47 hard drives with 600 million, excuse me a minute.
Go ahead, folks. We're just waiting for Jeff in Chicago to come back. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. With 600 million documents that they have been doing massive spying on 20 million Americans. Everything, where they live, their bank accounts, everything, 20 million. These reporters, they said, we've seen the documents. It's all been documented. He signed this. He turned him, you know, he's got the goods on these guys. So whatever happens with Comey tomorrow, I think it's going to be overshadowed by this scandal. It's huge. You're talking 600 million documents. It makes WikiLeaks look like pikers. And he said, with the technology I had, I unmask. There's nobody that could hide from me. So why she said at the end of the interview that he's in bad health and he wants to get the story out. So I don't know if that's credible or not. But I sent you the email link so you can pull up the interview yourself. And the website, they have a big story on it. It was posted about 12 hours ago. And they go into detail about this. So Comey's finished, okay? Nobody's going to believe him. And I think that he is going to couch his terms in such that he himself cannot be prosecuted. So it's going to be a big, the catchphrase now is nothing burger. I think it's going to be a big nothing burger. And I think that Donald Trump was, I agree with you 100%. He was so smart not to invoke executive privilege because that would have just made it look like he wants to hide something. He's saying,
yeah.
All right, go ahead and do it. Let's lay out the cards on the table here, boys and girls. You know, and
yeah.
You'll see this is all a bunch of crap. And so these left-wingers, these seditionists at MSNBC and CNN, you know, they're going to be eating crow after this is over tomorrow, in my opinion.
I like that. Seditionists, I like that.
They are. Absolute seditionists. They are doing everything they can to subvert and destroy the presidency of a dutifully elected man by I think 3,300 counties out of 3,500 counties or so. It's just incredible what these people are getting away with, and that's what they are. That's
yes.
It comes down. They're seditionists. That's all they are.
There are 3,100 counties and change in America, and Donald Trump took a huge percentage of them.
3,000. I mean, there's literally. I mean, and when the guy broke it, some guy I read a story. He broke it down. There was literally only three big cities that really gave her Hillary the supposed 3 million votes, which were probably all illegals.
Beautiful, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay,
Jeff.
All right,
thank you, my friend. We'll be right back with Dan in Hawaii right after this break.
We'll be right back. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Well, while we were on a break there and while we were listening to Jeff in Chicago, good points, Jeff. Thank you for calling, as always. I did research the Senate Intelligence Committee, and do we have a bulldog on the committee who will bite into James Comey? Yes, we do. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. What can we say good about Tom Cotton? Wow, a lot. Ann Coulter considers him the best senator we have. I think she said this even when Jeff Sessions was still a senator. So that's high praise indeed. She said Tom Cotton's the best senator we have. And he was sworn in January of 2015 as a senator. Before that, he was a congressman. But is he a politician? No. Boy, I'll just give you a few highlights of Tom Cotton. You'll see him tomorrow. I think he's going to be the one with the paddle there on James Comey. Listen to the things he's – and boy, does he have guts. Wait till you hear about the letter he wrote from Iraq as a soldier. Born near Russellville, Arkansas. Grew up on a family farm. He got into Harvard, graduated with his undergraduate degree in 3 years. Let's see here. Harvard Law School, got his degree there, clerked in a court. Then in 2005. This is pretty recent. He enlisted in the United States Army. Graduated from Harvard. He's got a lottery. What does he do with it? He enlists in the U.S. Army. Okay, well, you think, okay, well, he's going to go for the Judge Advocate General's Corps, right? Nice job, nice rank. He'll be immediately an officer. No. He tells his recruiting officer, I don't want that. Sir, I would like to enroll as a corporal in the U.S. Army. Oh, that's what he did. And he said, why? He says, because I want to go to officer candidate school and earn a commission as a military officer. Well, guess what, folks? He did that. He, in 2005, entered officer candidate school, commissioned as a second lieutenant of infantry, Fort Benning, and then U.S. Army Airborne School, as well as Ranger School and Air Assault School. Oh, this is your kind of guy, folks. This is a patriot. 2006, deploys to Baghdad, part of Operation Iraqi Freedom, platoon leader with the 101st Airborne, liken it more as it goes, led a 41-man air assault infantry platoon in the 506th Infantry Regiment, planned and performed daily combat patrols. Now get this, loving this. In 2006, while stationed in Iraq, he gained international public attention after he wrote an open letter to the editor of the New York Times, accusing three Times journalists of violating espionage laws by publishing an article detailing a secret program monitoring terrorists' finance. The Times did not publish. Oh, I wonder why they did not publish Officer Cotton's letter, but it was published on Powerline, a conservative blog, which had been copied on the email. In the letter, Cotton called for the journalist responsible for the newspaper article to be imprisoned for espionage. He asserted that the newspaper had, quoting now, gravely endangered the lives of my soldiers and all other soldiers and innocent Iraqis here. The letter reached the generals, of course, who forwarded it to all the other generals. And a general, help me with the pronunciation here, but General Peter Shoemaker, Chief of Staff of the United States Army, then copied Cotton's email to all of his generals. And in his email, here's what he wrote. Attached for your information are words of wisdom from one of our great lieutenants in Iraq, unquote. Cotton said in an interview that after meeting with his immediate commander, he was, quote, nervous and worried all night long about losing his position, and even worse, possibly being court-martialed. You're going to love what follows. I'll read it right after this break. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Saturday Club. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you, Beatles. It is my birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, James.
Yeah. That's not one of the that's not one of the Beatles songs that went to the top of the charts, but thank you, boys, anyway, the two of you that are still alive. And, well, the let's go back to tomorrow. You're going to see Tom Cotton. This is an eye-opener for me. I can see why. I noticed that Ann Coulter called him her favorite senator, the best we have. Well, now we're finding out why. Remember, he wrote that letter to the New York Times on his own. On his own, just as a lieutenant in Iraq, his first assignment in Iraq. He later went to Afghanistan and distinguished himself there, won a Bronze Star, earned a Bronze Star. He sent this letter. In other words, does this guy have guts? You know, you find out with what people do earlier in life whether they're going to do anything with guts later in life. And boy, he's got guts. So let me go to this quote here. He said, oh, I've got to find it here. I was reading down during the break here. He was worried all night long whether he might even be court-martialed. When he finally met with his battalion commander, he was simply told by his commander, "Well, here's a piece of advice. You're new here. No one's trying to infringe on your right to send a letter or whatnot. But next time, give your chain of command a heads up." Yeah, it's not good when the general reads it in the New York Times, but still, that took guts. That really took guts. And calling for the imprisonment of the three New York Times reporters for espionage. Wow. He then went on to Afghanistan. This is after getting a law degree at Harvard. My gosh, doesn't even use that service in the military. Then he's drafted. I love this. Guys that are who aren't filled with the desire to be president, but who are drafted into politics. Arkansans drafted him into a run for the U.S. House, which he won handily in 2013. He served 2 years. Then they drafted him to run for the U.S. Senate. He won and was sworn in January of 2015 to a U.S. Senate seat from Arkansas. He beat his opponent 56.5% to 39.5%, clobbered him, in other words. And he's now been in the Senate 2.5 years. We're going to see him probably his finest hour so far tomorrow, because everybody will be watching James Comey. They'll also be watching Senator Tom Bryant Cotton of Arkansas, married in 2014, goes to a Methodist church, and they had their first boy in 2015, a second boy in 2016. And, well, there you go. I'm loving that. Let's go to a caller who's been waiting a long time, Dan in Hawaii. Thank you, Dan, for waiting.
Thank you. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
the bottom line here is duly elected. And I'm shocked every time I hear about this kind of behavior. Against Donald Trump. He was, after all, duly elected. And it's just shocking.
Well, I like, you know, Dan, things are coming together well here. You know, there's that saying, the truth will out. And if you have the truth on your side, boy, that's a heck of an advantage. And we patriots have the truth on our side in all of our issues. By the way, I'll mention another one of those issues here, not to cut into your time, Dan, I'll come right back to you, but going back to Tom Cotton, what does he have to say on Donald Trump's issue of immigration? Cotton supported President Trump's 2017 executive order to temporarily curtail Muslim immigration until better screening methods are devised, and by the way, I'll put in parentheses, which will be never. He stated that, quote, it's simply wrong to call the president's executive order concerning immigration and refugees a religious test of any kind. And then he says, I doubt many Arkansans or Americans more broadly object to taking a harder look at foreigners coming into our country from war-torn nations with known terror networks. I think they're wondering why we don't do that already. And then Tom Cotton and Senator David Perdue, another good one who Donald Trump has tried to appoint to a high position, of Georgia, on February 7, 2017, proposed a new immigration bill called the Reforming American Immigration for Strong Employment, or RAISE Act, which would severely limit the family route or chain migration. It would set a very low limit on anything under the refugee category, and would remove entirely the diversity lottery. We won't even talk about how horrible that thing is. Senators Lindsey Graham and John McCain have both expressed their opposition to Tom Cotton's bill. So now go ahead, Dan. I wanted to share that extra good news. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, that is good news. I told you that anecdotal story a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to tell you one more, and then I'll get off. Back up about 2 years, and my friend in Manhattan, she goes into Macy's, and Donald J. Trump is there, and he's premiering his new fragrance. It's a great fragrance, men's. It's called Success, So she buys me a bottle, nice big bottle. Actually, it's an eau de toilette, and for men. It's got a big gray cap on it, glass bottle. She asked Donald J. Trump, if he'll autograph it for me. And he said, well, I don't know if it'll, my name will fit on there. But he took it, and he took a marker, and he wrote to Dan, and then his signature right across the top. I don't know if you've ever seen that big, bold signature of his.
Yes, and, I have.
You have, okay. And I've got that here, and it's quite a keepsake. So that's when I think I knew that this guy was for real, for him to do that.
That is a wonderful personal story right there in Macy's. I've never been in Macy's, although... Here's a personal story from me. Roland Hussey Macy, who founded Macy's, is my cousin. Is, you know, he's gone now, of course, but he is my cousin. He died in 1877, and that that logo that you see for Macy's, that red star, people wonder where did they come up with that? Do you know?
Well, would that be White Star Line?
Nope. Good guess. Roland Hussey Macy had a red star tattoo on his arm. So they took the tattoo on his arm as the symbol of the company when it was still small. And so there's my Macy story. I like yours even better, though. Oh, boy. Do you have that bottle? Do you have the bottle with the autograph on it?
I have it right here. And it's called Success. As far as I know, it's still available. And it is one of the great men's colognes, and I'm a fancier of men's colognes. It's great.
Well, all right, you just sold a bunch of bottles, Dan.
good. All righty.
All right, Dan, thank you very much, and I look forward, you know, Dan, it's an honor to have callers like you listening to the show.
Thank you, and it's an honor to talk to you on the show. Thank you.
I hope you'll call often, Dan.
I'll try. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number, folks. And we do have a line open now that Dan is off. So,
hey, James, it'll be really good if Tom Cotton barbecues Mr. Comey enough tomorrow that they just wrap this thing up and never talk about it again.
Yeah. This is going to be good. Russia, you know, the left is left with very little. You know, look at the things they've tried to spear Donald Trump with. You know, every element of his life, every person he's ever known. You know, they've dug through his marriages. They've trashed and savaged his children. You know, and this man has withstood all of this. Who would risk his life and put up with this? But somebody really passionately dedicated to doing his duty, like Tom Cotton, and saving his people. And I assure you, I've said this before. I'm just guessing, but I know it's absolutely must be the case. The hardest part of undertaking this run for Donald Trump was it the degree to which it puts his own innocent family, especially his youngest son, who was the most innocent of all, at risk. I'll bet you that was the hard part, putting himself at risk from what the man has done. Clearly not any problem at all. Like Tom Cotton, who there's a whole list of when he concluded his military service, he had somewhere here. It's a long article on Tom Cotton, but among the other things, a Bronze Star. Let's go back to, I'm going to scroll here down my screen and see if, alrighty. The top report on Drudge right now, that smirking. I don't call James Comey's smile. I call it a smirk. And the Super Thursday, Drudge announces, the D.C. bars have set a Comey happy hour. And here are some of the comments and headlines. Donald Trump's lawyer says the president feels completely and totally vindicated. So Donald Trump has read these Comey prepared comments. The Wall Street Journal says these comments show why he deserved, Comey deserved to be fired. The Wall Street Journal says CNN.
Tell me something. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is no friend of Donald J. Trump.
You got that right. CNN got it wrong. That's another headline. And the intelligence officials deny that President Trump pressured anyone. There have been a bunch of other intelligence personnel who have been testifying, in addition to Comey coming up. The testimony, here's another interesting Drudge report. This is must-see TV, but it could cost the broadcasters millions. Let's see. Well, it probably because it's going to be difficult during like an exchange between Tom Cotton and James Comey to break for an ad for, you name it, ridiculous product.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah. And let's see here what we've got with I lost my Breitbart. Let's go back to our Breitbart. And so the Comey story, number one, more headlines. Donald Trump outlines an infrastructure plan. It's time to rebuild our country. Oh, yeah, this is going to be wonderful.
And I'll go there. In Baltimore, the main railroad tunnels, they're actually a network of three of them. I mean, the main north-south railroad tunnels go through tunnels in Baltimore that were built, drum roll please,
okay,
in 1873.
Oh, my.
Think they need replacing? So look up the B&P tunnel on the internet. All you train aficionados out there in RBN land, and read about, you know, the thing was built by returning soldiers from the Civil War, 1873. It's ridiculously out of date, dangerous, sharp curves. Trains can only go 30 miles an hour through it, and basically snarls up train traffic on the whole East Coast. Double-deckers can't fit through it. Amtrak hates it. We need a new tunnel.
And Donald Trump, folks, this is going to be one whale of a rebuilding project in America. He made the comment in mentioning that $6 trillion were wasted. And that's a gutsy thing to say, because you're, you know, a man who respects an Iraq lieutenant like Tom Cotton as deeply as Donald Trump does. That's a strong language to say that $6 trillion wasted on Tom Cotton's deployment to Iraq and his later deployment to Afghanistan was wasted money and wasted lives. Even harder to say that. And for the military to come out as they have, supporting Donald Trump so completely as they have, this shows, again, the character. We saw the courage of Tom Cotton in sending that letter, the courage of Donald Trump in saying that. You know, you great men, your buddies' lives were wasted. $6 trillion of, you know, your fellow citizens' hard-earned tax dollars were wasted. And Donald Trump then said, we could have rebuilt America three times with that much money. In other words, Donald Trump thinks it's going to take $2 trillion to rebuild our infrastructure, the basic components of it, like highways, bridges, and so on, as you say, George. Three times. Again, Donald Trump, just like Tom Cotton, you know, he tells you what he thinks, and people appreciate that honesty. Here's another headline on Breitbart. I love this one. We covered Megyn Kelly's catastrophic interview, her fail with Vladimir Putin. Oh, that was wonderful, as Putin took her apart. And Oliver Stone, who's, of course, an idiot on the left, he says Megyn Kelly didn't know her stuff with Putin. to say the least.
Oh, didn't know her stuff. thanks.
Yeah, she got thumped by Vladimir Putin, and here's another big headline: Intelligence Chief Coates. Now this is Dan Coates. This is another good one, appointed by Donald Trump. Let me see if I can find this story. Nope, that's close. Here we go. Intelligence Chief Coates. I've never felt pressure in the Russiagate matter. We'll get to that in our last segment. Maybe get it and squeeze in a call. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, in our last segment. And the this one goes out to you, Dan, Hawaii, and all the rest of you that were interested in Donald Trump's men's cologne or eau de toilette or fragrance, as you may call it. It's called by all three of those names, named Success. And the you can buy it. I'm looking on Amazon here. I hate to send any money to Jeff Bezos. Ooh. But just for the sakes of easy research, I'm looking on Amazon. The $35 will get you a 3.5-ounce bottle of Success. And you can even, The cheapest one I see is $18 will buy you a 1 ounce bottle of success if you just want to get a little whiff of success. And a whole bunch of other offers here on and other various forms of, but yes, to answer your question, Dan, it's very much available. Success by Donald Trump. And let's go to the story I was in when I interrupted myself was the story on Donald Trump's selection as intelligence director of national intelligence. Dan Coats said he had never felt any pressure to intervene or interfere in any way with any ongoing investigation from the Trump administration. And he says, I have never been pressured with shaping intelligence in a political way. And so there you go. Very good testimony from Dan Coats. Again, pointing out we have a nothing burger from James Comey. And here is here's another great Breitbart story. This is right above the story where there's a video of Donald Trump being stabbed to death during a Shakespeare performance of Julius Caesar in the park. Boy, that left, you know, chopping off heads, now stabbing Donald Trump during a performance of replacing Caesar with Trump. Here is looking forward to tomorrow. This is what we'll be covering on this show tomorrow. Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, did a Breitbart interview today, and he said, here's what you can expect. He said, from Comey, Comey's not exactly a credible witness. Now remember, his nickname is the Fixer. This guy is dirty, and Donald Trump has said, he's the greatest counterpuncher. Everybody says it, the greatest counterpuncher in American politics. If Comey goes after, well, he has gone after Trump. Trump will hit back hard. Watch Trump take apart Comey on Comey's dirty record, going all the way back to Clinton's corruption in Arkansas. He's not exactly a credible witness. And then he said, as for what to expect, said Sekulow, you don't want to be left alone with the President of the United States. That's something that he supposedly said to Jeff Sessions. Well, that's not why you're the FBI director. Grow up and act like an adult. Beautiful way to end. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, George. And thank you for the happy birthday. I'll see you all. See you all tomorrow on my birthday right here.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.